Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Insight. Happy February 4th, 2024. 2/4/2024. Wow. Powerful, powerful times we are in. I'm so grateful that each and every one of you could be joining me in this sacred circle this evening or anytime that you are watching this, whatever part of the day or night it is for you, whether you're watching the live or you're going to watch the replay, or maybe even just listen to the audio. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining in this Spiritual Insight Circle. So for those who are unaware of who I am and what I do, or you just need some, some more information, you can check me out on my website, whitesagewoman.com. That is WHITESAGE, Sage Woman, WOMAN, whitesagewoman.com. It has a list of my services there. And that's a great way to contact me if you're not sure how to contact me any other way. So, yay. So wonderful. So just want to let everyone know we are streaming live. I'm streaming live on Rumble, on X, and LinkedIn. So X and LinkedIn comments will show up in the studio. I do have Rumble open here, and I can see the comments for those that are commenting, and just want to give a shout out, a welcome to Maureen and Ruth, those that are in that live chat on Rumble. And let's see, Maureen says she's got a meeting tomorrow, so nervous and excited. Oh, I'm really, really happy. I feel good about this, Maureen. You should be happy and excited. Yes. And, you know, just no expectations, just joy. That's a way to approach it and go in there, okay? I know you know this. I'm just reminding you. So for our Rumble viewers, if you are watching, you don't have to be logged in to just watch this. But if you wanted to chat, you need to log in. You need to have an account. So log in to your account, and if you're clicking on this show, you see that it's live. Then click on the live chat button to join in on the conversation with our other viewers that's in the live chat. All right. And if you'll notice on the bottom of that live chat, it's only on the bottom of the live chat, not the comments on the bottom of the video, but the live chat, there is a dollar sign where you can make optional donations, and then a subscribe button. And that subscribe is to join our VIP, our circle of VIPs. That's $5 a month. And lots of great VIP benefits with that. And so if that's something that interests you. So hello, Robin. Robin has joined the chat as well. And let me see, who do we have over here? Oh, on X, hello, Kit Kat, which I do believe is Christine, right? Hello, Kit Kat. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yay! Just wanted to say hi. Well, hello to you as well. And then we have Sugar Kim that has commented on Rumble. I know she cannot get into the chat, but hello, Sugar Kim. So thank you for everyone tuning in this evening. And so, yes, lots of beautiful energies. And how has everyone been feeling? Woo! Any strange phenomenon anyone wants to share? Anyway, so here we are, February, halfway through. February 1st was halfway through winter. And these are it's a really powerful time. It's still planting the seeds that we want to, you know, manifest and to grow come springtime, which is the true new year, when we are in the cycle or in the flow of the cycle of the universe and of nature's cycle. That's a very productive cycle. All right. We want to make sure that we are in alignment with nature's cycle. You know, yeah, sure. We have these calendars that say this specific. Okay. That's fine. But my biorhythm, when we ground in our biorhythm, we are connected to this planet. We are connected to this and then beyond that, this universe. And I think that's one of the dangers it can be for those that get so sidetracked with, oh, I'm a starseed, I'm not from here. Like, you don't want to take ownership for being here and ownership our responsibilities for your presence and relationship with this beautiful planet who is a living being. And it's just, we wanted to come in here. Let's stay as connected and work in as much harmony as we can with this planet, with nature, right? And that's what we need to do. Just stay focused on that. And it's okay, you know, and I've said this before in many of my shows in January, the whole New Year's resolutions, you're fighting yourself. You're going against nature. You're going against the natural law, the natural order. You're trying to start something when you're supposed to be resting. Rest. Springtime is the explosion of getting started and implementing these ideas, these intentions, these seeds, letting them bloom. All right. Let's see. Ruth says she's been pretty tired lately. Yes, you know what? I have been too. And it's just sometimes, you know, it's like, oh, just let's jump out of bed. And then other times, but lately I have to tell you, it's like, oh, I could sleep. I could sleep a little more. And that's just not really like me. I'm usually just time to get up. Let's go. But lately it's like I just, you know, I don't take naps during the day, but when I go to sleep, I'm asleep. And it's like, can I have a little more sleep? It just feels like, oh my goodness. And that's good because we are really changing, evolving, ascending. More and more light is coming in, and it is absolutely fine-tuning our bodies. Our bodies are getting supercharged, okay? So, I took two naps today, Maureen says, that's great. That's great that you can do that. I've never been a nap person. Unless I don't feel well. Let me backtrack that. If I really feel like I need to, then I will. But, and even then, sometimes I'm just going to sit here and close my eyes. But, I'm a cat nap, but I'm not a long sleeper during the day. Just overnight, I know that it's, and there's lots of astral travels and lots of dreams, very vivid. And so maybe that's why it feels too, and sometimes it can, you're astral traveling and your muscles feel that. And so your body feels tired, like you have worked overnight. Well, you have, but the whole point is that you want your body to be rested and relaxed. And so that's one of the, I don't want to say downfalls of remembering your astral travels, because your body will remember it too. And your body may feel like, I'm tired. My goodness. But yes, if you take naps during the day, I think that's wonderful. Take as many naps as you need, and it's okay. Even like the little short cat naps, that's great. So, all right, let's get into, I will talk about a little numerology, because it was something that I had been thinking about for the last couple of days, and just with February. And then you can see, like I said, today is February 4th, 2024. And then this is my 444th episode. 444. I was like blown away. I'm like, wow, look at this. So amazing, isn't it? Ooh, there's a lot of crown chakra work. Woo, I mean, my crown is, that's great. Ooh, let it flow. Anyway, I do want to just, send out thinking about this. A happy birthday to my little baby brother. My baby brother. Oh, today's his birthday and he turned 53. So, yes, I am older than him. But, no, my biostat is set at 30 years of age. So how is my baby brother older than me? I don't get it. Anyway, so great. Oh, thanks. Yes, happy 444. So maybe think about numerology a little bit more. So I was working with the numbers. And then wouldn't you know, while I was doing that, I get an email from, she was a great numerology teacher for me, helped me. And fine tune. And so I'm going to, I know I've mentioned her before. I've had her on old shows a long time ago. Her name is Jane Alton, and that is her website, janealton.com. I know she is on Instagram, Facebook, and X. As a matter of fact, I just retweeted on X. Her recent newsletter, if you wanted to check that out, after the show, And as a matter of fact, I'm just going to go over, a little bit of it, but I thought that it validated, what I was getting. So last year, what I kept hearing for 2023 was the year of the great reveal. That we are told, no, not really told. The great reveal, so much light's coming in and it's exposing the darkness. And so this year, when I sat with my guidance team, this year now, okay, so last year was a great reveal. This year is, illusion versus truth. Because there's a path, my path. There's choices that everyone has to make. And do they want to continue with an illusion, or do they want to move forward with divine truth? With so that's what I was getting. And wouldn't you know, so I was looking at her newsletter, 2024 from a new perspective. And she has illustrations. And like I said, you can go to her website and you can get her newest newsletter. Or if you follow her on any other social media, I do believe she shared her newsletter there as well. And so I really like this because 2024 is dominated by 8 energy. All right. And so, and as far as number 8, it represents karma and constant reevaluation. Do we feel like we're doing that with ourselves? Constantly reevaluating. We're constantly tweaking. As light continuously moves into light, moves into the dark to reemerge, bringing everything to the surface to be looked at in the light of day. It's interesting when I read it because I just imagined it was like, you know, yeah, we are. We are. This is the time to look in that darkness, pull it up, examine it, and looking at it. Whether it's like a crumbled building and there is like construction trucks and these claws and they're going in there and extracting things. Or another little imagery that I got was, you know, we're making a big pot of stew. And you know how you take things from the bottom, bring it up to look at it in the stirring process, right, with your ladle, and you're looking at each and every part of that to make sure that whole soup or that whole stew, every part of it, is going to be balanced. And so absolutely, I love that she said that. Resilience is required as decisions have to be made. Do I take this with me or do I let this go? Now on its side with number 8, we know that it's the infinity sign, which also represents eternity. So 8 represents the strategist, the organizer moving back and forth. Think of that number 8, moving back and forth tirelessly, destroying and rebuilding, destroying and rebuilding. And maybe that's why we're so tired, ladies. What do you think? We're continuously destroying and rebuilding ourselves, destroying and rebuilding on such a spiritual level, right? In such that quantum field, working with our higher selves. So 8 is continuously working to find the point of balance at the center between as above, so below, so spirit and matter, inner and outer can work together in harmony. 8 brings the potential to gain inner strength and humility as we come to the end of another 9-year cycle. The 8 represents this year also evolves from the 7 energies of last year, which continue to be carried forward, particularly in this early part of this calendar year of 2024. 2023 saw lots of ups and downs with lots of ideas and new thinking born of emotion. We may also have felt very sensitive and vulnerable last year, felt like we were dragged outside our comfort zones, forced to embrace change and be adaptable, thinking on our feet and going with the flow more than we ever wanted to. All right. But this year, that 8, the essential goal, there will be constant re-evaluation. Okay. A method. Also with a method, this may involve taking responsibility for actions resulting from new thinking. Potential resulting in action. This may result in determination to make new ideas viable and practical. So this may stretch our boundaries as 8 represents reevaluation at all levels as everything is potentially brought to the surface to be looked at. Greed, ambition, corruption. So look at what she says for 2024. I love this. Illusion versus truth may be the reoccurring theme for 2024. illusion versus truth. And I've heard a lot of people say dark versus light, but that's not, the darkness is part of the wholeness, right? It's the illusion of the darkness. It's the illusion versus truth. I really like that. And it's just right in line, like I said, with what the conversation I was having with my team earlier. So she goes on. I just wanted to just share a little bit of it, of her newsletter, because it was like, oh, right. So right on. I resonated with that. And so, thank you, Sugar Kim. Congratulations on the 444. Thank you. All right. So, but hello, Teresa. You're right on time, dear. Don't worry about that. So just was reading a little bit from Jane Alton, numerologist. She has helped me a lot. You know, I've always been intrigued by numerology and the numbers. And so I have been a student of Jane for, my goodness, over 10 years. I know, easily over 10 years. I met her at another, when I was working with another network, not my own. And she was a sponsor. I had her on my show at that time several times. This was before Goldilocks Productions. And so, yeah, she is in the UK. She's based in the UK, but she, brilliant, brilliant. And this is really beautiful. I didn't realize how this is going to tie in from one thing to the next, but, so in having conversations with her, she also too, uses Nature Sunshine products. I know we've had this conversation before. And January hit 11 years with me being involved with Nature Sunshine, using their products. And Jane had said, oh, Nature Sunshine saved her life and those products. And I said, oh, you know, I was in the rebuild and Nature Sunshine helped in my rebuild. Okay. Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely. I'll put her website back up there for you, hon. JaneAlton.com. Okay. There you go. JaneAlton.com. Actually, if you're on X, Teresa, she's on X. And I just shared, if you're watching from Goldilocks Productions, I just retweeted this newsletter. Okay. On X. So she's easy to find there as well, to find that newsletter, but you can find her. It's very, very easy. Hello, Nancy Ramsey. Welcome, welcome. Welcome. So glad you could join us this evening. So it's really, really good, profound. I love that illusion versus truth. And we saw that, you know, I do believe the beginning of, or the ending of last year, we started to see that more and more and more. So the great reveal of last year, and then this year, I like that illusion versus truth. And it is what we have to do on the inner work too. What was I forced? Not really forced. What was traditionally and family, what was I taught to believe? What was I taught? You know, we're shedding all of that, whether it's society, a learned thing, learned traits, whatever. Labels that we have been given. You know, when we go within, we find who we are. And love is the most powerful frequency, consciousness that there is. And that's who we are. And let's remember that. Let's remember that. And let's rise above all of the things that really don't matter, that try to pull us down. Okay. So, you're welcome, Teresa. You're welcome. So knowing that, this is really great, because I was going to go into this next thing too. You know, I love holistic health and wellness. Nature Sunshine back in the day, or 11 years ago, like I said, for the first 4 or 5 years, maybe 6 years. It's only been like the last 4 years. There's been a lot of changes. The company was founded by a husband and wife team in 1972, and it was the husband was sick, and they said, no, herbs, you know, let food be thy medicine, and herbs are food. And so they started an herbal company. How about that? And Nature Sunshine. So it has just taken off. But when I first got in, there was a lot of teaching. They were having a lot of webinars. They taught you about herbal health and wellness. And there were a lot of doctors. They were family doctors. They were doctors who went to learn to be natural doctors. They were herbalists. And my herbalist teacher, all right, that's where I met my herbalist teacher, Stephen Horn. And so I got this book probably 9 years ago. How long do we know? It's got to be over 10 years ago. This is my first, I think shortly after joining Nature Sunshine. This is when I went to go get my certification, though, for essential oils with Nature Sunshine. Stephen Horn had co-authored this book, The Comprehensive Guide to Nature Sunshine Products, which is like my holy grail, my Bible. No, my go-to reference. I mean, you can see I've got sticky notes all over the place. I've got tabs everywhere. I've got, I was supposed to be a special guest on a show when I'm talking about natural remedies, and I've got my whole report written here. That did not happen, by the way. She canceled. So I have like everything, you know, so many highlighted and notes written in here too from classes. And so I really, really like this. And then once the last owner, once she had transitioned, and then they wanted to take the company into multi-level marketing. I get that. That's fine. They want to keep it going. And so then Stephen Horn, he couldn't say Nature Sunshine Products anymore. And so I know he uses Nature Sunshine Products and others as well. And he has great, I'm going to put his website up here too, because he has ongoing classes. I take as many classes as I can. So I have several certifications, herbal certifications from him. His newest book, Strategies for Health. All right. And you can get this on Amazon. You can get this. I forget. Anyway, it's on his website where you can get it. But Stephen Horn. Oh, and for the audio listeners, Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, HORNE.com. So Stephen with a V, Stephen Horn, Horn with the E.com. StephenHorn.com. That's his website. And you can go and check out all his courses and things that he has. And this book, it was kind of similar to Nature Sunshine one. It has like conditions, what do you have? Some products and some remedies, actually. He calls them remedies. And other things other than just Nature Sunshine now, too. Some of the remedies, the conditions, specific strategies. I love this. And it's working with the bioterrain. Your body's a bioterrain, and we're all different, and our terrains are different. We're all different. And you don't treat us cookie cutter. We all know this, right? But what I really, really enjoy. So everyone that I help with their health and wellness, because as part of the healing as well too. Hi, Richard. Hi, Richard Riddle, watching on X. Thank you. Thank you. Have a great show. Thanks, Richard. You have a great night too, okay? Everyone that has gotten any type of healing sessions with me too, we'll go into some of your strategies for health. It's just part of who I am, a part of who you are. You know that, those that are in the healing field, anytime you pick up or you work with different modalities, and you will get these things brought up to you. to you and through you for healing sessions. I just want to read this little part here because I thought it was so profound. So I this is his newest one, and it hasn't been as loved as the other one, but it's getting there because a lot of it's very similar to me. But a lot of this now too is like based with his new courses that he is teaching. So I really like that. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I just want to read just this little part because it's very profound. And we know that, the breakdown and the issues with modern medicine, and that they're just treating symptomatic. It's symptomatic relief, the symptoms, not the actual trigger, not the actual cause. And so if you're watching this, you already know all this. I just want to read this because I think this is great. And maybe this will help you because there are some really aggressive doctors out right now. And I'm hearing people that are coming to me and doctors and specialists are really pushing them to have these really these very aggressive, I say they're very, very aggressive treatments. Okay. I'm not a doctor. Yay. No. And I'm just going to put that out there. Anyway, I think we all got this. I'm going to take Stephen Horns. If anyone needs me to put the website back on there, hopefully everyone's got that written down. Yes. Audio audience as well. Let me go back with Jane Alton with the numerology. Jane Alton, JaneAlton.com. JaneAlton.com. Like I said, you can find her on different social platforms. Do you believe you can too?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
With Stephen Horn, I know he's on Facebook. I share a lot of his newsletters that he posts up there. I do believe he's on Instagram as well. But anyway, so I thought that this was great. This was profound. All right. The danger in a name. The danger in a label. The names, labels. All right. There is a problem in coherent in trying to name a disease. Imagine that the joints in your hands are becoming more swollen and painful. You might also notice they are a little red and perhaps slightly warmer than surrounding tissues. So you go to the doctor and tell him this. All right. He examines your joints and says, you have arthritis. You now have a name for your problem, but you already knew nothing. That you didn't know. And here's why. Okay. Arthritis is a Latin word. Arthro means joint and itis means inflammation. So arthritis means inflammation of the joint. The classic symptoms of inflammation are heat, swelling, redness, and our pain. So thus arthritis means you have heat, swelling, redness, and our pain in your joints. So you told your doctor about your symptoms in English, and then he told you your symptoms in Latin. In the end, you've learned nothing new about what's wrong with you, other than the Latin name of it. Let that sink in for a moment. Right? In a practical example of this problem, and the I is Stephen Horn. Stephen once had a client who had pain and swelling in the area of her pancreas. She spent $800 to receive a diagnosis of idiosyncratic pancreatitis. Again, translating to Latin, idiosyncratic means of unknown origin. Pancreatitis is inflammation in the pancreas. Essentially, she went to the doctor asking, "Why am I hurting here?" And the diagnosis basically said, "You're hurting there and we don't know why." So we're looking some of these symptoms up in Latin, see what they mean. I know, right, Robin? Wow. Wow. What? Okay. So it's vital you understand or comprehend the implications of this. All right. Plant this idea, you know, firmly in your head. A disease name doesn't tell you what's totally wrong, what's really wrong. You have to dig deeper than that, or you're not going to get well. To further help you understand this, let me refer you to a wonderful book on real diagnosis written in 1874. This book was by an eclectic physician, John M. What's his name? Scudder. Dr. Scudder, S-C-U-D-D-E-R, Scudder, and it's called Specific Diagnosis. So I'm just going to read this little part, and then that's it. But Dr. Scudder states, diagnosis has reference, this is really small print, so I'm going to have to, diagnosis has reference to the classification of disease according to receive nosology. It's a fancy word for the classification of diseases, that it means naming the affliction. The doctors travail in diagnosis until a suitable name is delivered. And then they consult their memory and books for recipes to throw at this name, which to them seems almost an entity. It looks absurd when thus plainly stated, yet it is true to a far greater extent than the majority suppose. The student would certainly think from this teaching that getting a name for disease was the first and principal object in medical practice. Men pride themselves in their skill in naming diseases, calling them diagnosis. What can be more natural than that medicine should be prescribed names when so much trouble is taken to affix them? So, and there's more and more. Now, you like this book is very, very informative, and so are his courses. You don't have to take a course to get this book. Again, Strategies for Health by Stephen Horn, available on Amazon, available from his website that I put up there. Definitely worth. I love looking at anytime. It just takes me, you know. There's so much to learn. Let me just say that. There's so much to learn. Always, always so much to learn. And these are people we want to talk to, right? We want to have those type of people in our lives. So Sugar Kim says, wow, like 5 of my friends have been sick lately in stomach and they can't find out. One friend died within 48 hours of eating out from E. coli. Wow, Sugar Kim, wow. Well, yeah, right? I'd be very careful in eating out right now. And so just, that I know a lot of us are thinking that, those who, it's just, you know, parasites, you know, we all have, there's good parasites and there's bad parasites. Now that might confuse some people going good parasites, you know, but, We do have, now how many of you who took biology, took science in school, that we have healthy bugs or healthy little creatures, I call them bugs, you know, that live in our eyebrows, that live in a symbiotic relationship with us. And all mammals have them. All right. And we are mammals. Okay. So good, bad, and ugly, right? Oh, my goodness. A third of the deaths in us are going to the dang. You know, Sugar Kim, yes, is going to the doctor. Yeah. Yeah. I've told my husband, I'm like, you know, I'm not going. I fired all my doctors in 2009. I was done with everything. And I was like, you know what? I wasn't being ignorant about anything like that. And that's why I've always been very skeptical with saying anything. I have not been to a doctor since 2009. That does not mean I do not do my work. I'm not playing around. I'm not being silly or foolish or blinded by the light by this. I actually am taking full responsibility, having conversations with my body on a daily basis, doing body scans. Many of you are energy workers, and you don't even have to have that certification. If you, you know, you just breathe, take some deep breaths, place the palms of your hands over your body, and how you doing today? Tell me what's going on. You know, your body will actually move like in response to you. They love that. And do that. Have a conversation with your body. No one else knows your body but you. But you. Okay? No one else knows your body but you. Colloidal silver daily, just some. Yes, absolutely. And that is, I do have colloidal silver. And it's great for so many things. The liquid colloidal silver, I have it in a gel. Gel form. My dog gets liquid, the colloidal silver in his water. And so his structured water, I put some colloidal silver in there. For him, if I have any stomach upset, I have other things, but that's for him, for my dog. But the colloidal silver gel, which is called Silver Shield with Nature Sunshine, it's called Silver Shield. Their colloidal silver line is called Silver Shield. And great products. So the colloidal silver gel, Silver Shield gel, let me tell you, a gift from a birth of my oldest son. And it never bothered me until the last 10, 15 years. But it was it because he was a natural birth. So there was the pushing going on. So it's not uncommon for women to get hemorrhoids from that. And it was fine for a very long time. And then it just kind of started to just, you know, bother me a little bit. Well, you can use that colloidal silver in mucus areas. It's safe for that. So you have hemorrhoids, you can put it down there, you know, for women, female problems with vaginal itching, you can put that on there too. So I'm sorry if I'm getting a little, but it's totally safe for that. Okay. Absolutely. I love that. You mentioned that colloidal silver, and I take also too. Thank you so much, Nancy Ramsey. I just saw this. Oh, you're amazing, Nancy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for buying me a coffee. Thank you. I love that. Yay. Tiffany knows. Thank you, sweetheart. Appreciate you. Just got that little email. So thank you. CBD oil. I take CBD. There's so many. It's available now all over. So it's, you know, and Sugar Kim knows about the CBD. She has CBD products. You know, it's There's so much, just so, I love this because it's like, wow, have we gotten so detached from nature that we have forgotten? How many of us used to just sit outside and I know I did. I would hours out in our front yard, we had clover patches and I would just sit there and look at all the clovers, you know, and then we would even have competition with my younger brother and my half siblings of my younger sisters of let's try to find four-leaf clover, you know, and things like that, connecting with nature, sitting on the ground, having this conversation, knowing, you know, what a clover patch looks like, what, you know, moss growing and just discovering and connecting with nature, you know, hugging a tree. I know Linnell, I love the pictures that Linnell had shared on our Telegram group. She was hugging a tree, had some tree love. So beautiful. We do have a Telegram a Telegram group, and it's GoLox Productions. You can't search for it because it's private. You have to click on the link, but the description of this show, the link should be there and you can click on it to join that way. Okay. So just mentioning Telegram. Just put that up there. There we go. All right. So, yes. So thank you so much, Nancy. Nancy, is there a question that you have, hon? Thanks for your donation. And I do have, you know, accept anyone that would like to give an optional donation. You can do that. You can do it through Venmo. Do it through Venmo. You can do it through Buy Me a Coffee, just like what Nancy did. So, yeah. Oh, let me read this out loud. I'm remembering our audio audience too. But you know, if you go to my website, whitesagewoman.com, all that's on there. The pay links are on there. Donation and pay. It's the same type of thing. Okay, and you can just make a donation to there. So Venmo is Goldilocks389. With a Y, Goldilocks with a Y, Goldilocks 389, GoldyLocks 389 for Venmo. And then on, I think, Buy Me a Coffee, that is Goldilocks with a Y, Goldilocks with a Y. So, all right, Nancy, can you hear me, dear? If you have a question, please type that in if you're still if you're still there. Okay, you have a question. A lot of great products. I'm going to tell you, I have been taking recently in the last month black seed oil. Wow. Black seed oil. And that's amazing. Let me, if you have any intestinal things, and I know I have always had intestinal issues since I was little, and I know why now, all of that. But it seems we do this damage to our body without realizing it. Years and years and years compounded on. And then we start to get this pain and this inflammation. And then it's like, okay, now what do we got to do? It's not going to be fixed overnight because we took ourselves off course a long time ago. And so it's going to take some time to rebuild. It's going to take some time. But you know what? Things are accelerating so much faster now that it's not going to take as much work as it used to do at all. It's that mindset of, no, I'm going to take better care of myself and I'm going to do this and I'm going to listen to myself. When I go to somebody else, what's wrong with me? You're giving your power away and then you believe them and you're letting them tell you what to do. Exactly what you're telling them what to do because they have a certificate that's on a piece of paper. If certificates and diplomas and degrees were so freaking important, why weren't we born with them? How come the stuff from our past lives aren't brought over? Really? Like they're going to take down a tree to print that out for you? I don't think so. But it is in our energy. Because we naturally follow and gravitate to what our skills are, to what our mission is and what we need to bring forth. All right. And yes, I have certifications. for the field that I'm in, for not really a field. It's just, I just consider it, it's not work. It's just who I am, you know, a healer. I don't heal anyone. No, I help you to heal yourself. I assist you in that. And it's, I'm not asking you to do something I haven't done. Am I concerned, like, oh my gosh, you know, this is why I step back and don't say a lot of things to people about, hey, I haven't been to a doctor since 2009. No checkups, no nothing. And oh my goodness, what if there's something wrong? Then my body will tell me. I'm spending time scanning my body, listening to my body. I'm in meditation. I talk to my, you talk to your team, your guidance team. You have a healing team there too. I have my healing team. And so, I mean, we have different guides that are healers that are specifically your own doctors, so to speak. They don't, you know, prefer that term. They don't like that label, but you get the drift, right? You get what I'm saying. So we can do this. We've done this for a long time. We got so off track. We got so duped. We were lied to and taught this. But I'll tell you, you know, our great-grandparents, how come we're not hearing about how they lived before the 1800s? It sounded like it was so barbaric and, oh my gosh, the people, we've come a long way with all this. No, we have not. We've just allowed them to control and manipulate. And no more. They always lied to us about our history as well. So all the way around, we've been lied to. And this is what we're bringing free. We're breaking free from this. This is part of that illusion and truth. You know, when you meditate, you stay connected to that God spark within you, to the God within you, to source, to that divine creator within you. That's the truth I'm talking about. I'm talking about somebody's opinion and belief truth. I'm talking about to the divine truth, the cosmic truth. All right. That's where it is. And if it wasn't there, and if it was a lie, then how come everyone that hits that God frequency, or that we get in that meditation and we raise our frequency, we all experience the same thing. And we see each other and we're all connected to one another and we know it's real. It's not a lie. You know, we see it when we believe it and we know it to be true. Okay, Nancy says, I can hear you. No specific question. Oh, you're so sweet, Nancy. All right. Let me see. Is there any messages for Nancy Ramsey? Nancy Ramsey. I love her name, Nancy Ramsey. Is there any messages for her? I'm not going to do anything health thing because that's personal. Nancy, I don't like to do those things, you know, on the live show unless you ask me specifically about something. But so I'm not going to be doing that since we were talking about health, unless it's just a minor thing. But I'm being told no. So this is why, not that there's anything majorly. You are doing a lot to work on yourself. Just keep with that. And if you need to go into more detail, we can schedule a session. However, you have come a long way. I'm trying to see if there's anything else that she needs to know. Like right now is just to, So to take both hands and put them over your heart chakra in the center of your chest and take deep breaths and feel your breath. And then take one of the hands, keep one hand on your heart, put the other hand on your solar plexus, okay? And then take some deep breaths. This is the love. The solar plexus is compassion. You are love and compassion. And just, I am love and compassion. Wow. I love myself. I'm compassionate to myself, to me. It's the self-love, the self-compassion. You're a very strong person, but there's sometimes, I guess it's the certain people who you need to say no to a little bit more. Take some deep breaths. And, but you're on the right path. You're on there. Yeah. Other than that, there's something housewise. Renovations or a new home or something, a renovation, it's going to be different. It's just going to be different for you. That's on the horizon there. So I don't know if you just moved, if you're going to move, have some renovations to your house, but that is going to, that's what's coming for you here too. And it's going to be so, it's all part of the mind, body, soul healing that you're going through. It's almost, your home is going to be like a retreat. Thank you. That's it. That's what they're showing me. It's like a retreat, a healing center, how you're going to set your home up. So, yeah. So there you go. I'll share that with you. Thank you so much for your donation and for supporting not just this show, but all the Goldilocks production shows. So we love and appreciate you. Thank you. And of course I love and appreciate each and every one of you. I know the rest of the show hosts do too. Okay. So yes. Well, that's exciting. Nancy, you got some exciting things. And just believe in yourself. 100% believe in yourself. You have a powerful team behind you that works with you. And for everyone, just to make sure, because we are getting, as we are ascending, we're letting go of stuff. And we're hearing everything is swirling around, swirling. So some of this stuff that has been stuck on the bottom and is coming up, and it can nip at us. And is it ours? Is it not ours? You know, because you're around someone else, you might be, whatever they're trudging up, whatever's coming up for them might be nipping you, because you can see it, you can feel it. And the same thing when you go into public. All right. And then that's not even those who can feel what's going on with the land. And so now you're getting, wow, Earth is off-putting. Let me, you know, I'm this whole residual imprint that's here. You know, I'm feeling this and I'm feeling that release. I'm feeling someone over here. I'm feeling, whoa, it can feel overwhelming, but it's not. So when you start to feel like you are being attacked, I don't know any other way to say that, but if you start to feel like you need to put your shields up, all right, start it with access denied to any beings, any attachments, any energies that are less than my highest and greatest. Access denied. And then even just, you know, I am a divine child of God, of Source. I claim my divinity. So back off. Access denied. Remind yourself, okay? And stay and remind others and state that out, put that out there. That is your shield. Stating that is your shield. And that access denied is your shield. Okay. Because that has to be obeyed. That has to be listened to. Otherwise, they're violating free will. When we stand up and we say no more, access denied, no more. Not letting you do this to me anymore. They keep proceeding. They are breaking God's law, the natural law of free will. They're trying to push now. Okay. Let's see, Robin. I've been healing myself naturally. I know you have. And I just, yes. I know all too well about the doctors trying to bully me. Yes, you do. And I'm going to let that you share that on your show Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Which you've gone through this past week. I'm very proud of you, Robin. And because unfortunately I see people around me that, you know, you love and care about that still trust the doctors. I'm sorry. This just gets emotional. I know we all can feel that though. And it's, and I have to remind myself that they are here for their mission too. And what if that's part of their mission to observe, to bear witness to all the atrocities that is happening and taking place? And, yeah. And that we have to continue to stay in our space of love. Don't let that drop us out. Because we're here. We're in endgame. This is endgame time. I don't really think it's a game. I don't like that term. But we are in these final stages of reaching where we need to be ascension-wise. Whew. All right, Nancy, amazing. Thank you so much, love. Oh, so much love for you too, Nancy. Okay? So, yes. Yeah. Woo. All right. Well, that hour went by really, really fast. Is there anything else anybody wanted to share? Any questions before we sign off for this evening? Robin, yes, I am standing up for myself. Even my family does not agree. And I get that. I've had that too. But once you state, this is what I'm going to do, just respect that. And they do. Okay? They will respect your decisions. And I've even told my husband, I said, no, if anything happens to me emergency-wise, I'll die in the house. I don't care. I'll die in the house. No. Okay. You're not taking me anywhere. Now, you know, we're in a, if there's a true emergency, which I don't believe an accident is an accident. There's no, you know, but I'm just saying if there was an emergency situation, that might be a little different. But I'm just saying that for the minor things now that people are showing up for emergency rooms, it is, they're just giving their power away left and right. And stay away from over-the-counter stuff too. Everything right now, I feel this is being contaminated. So just be very, very careful. And you are a divine vessel. You a temple. You are a divine temple. Let's protect our temples, okay? Let's protect our temples. So I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being here. Remember to shine brightly in all directions. You are one of God, one of Source's lighthouses. Keep your lenses clean so your light can shine through. And just remember to shine and brightly in all directions for everyone to see. And until we sit in sacred circle again, I love each and every one of you. Shine on, sisters and brothers. I love you all. Good night.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.